Yeah, I think so. And I know you are doing research on preoperative therapy. There's just a tremendous interest in it. And as long as you've brought that up, just in terms of research, I'm curious about one of the major preoperative cooperative group studies that's been launched fairly recently by the NSABP, looking at chemotherapy, several different types, by itself or with bevacizumab, Avastin, as neoadjuvant therapy, the NSABP B40 study. What do you think about that trial?
I think it's a really fascinating trial. There's tremendous interest in using bevacizumab in breast cancer, as it's already been proven in colon cancer and non-small cell lung cancer. And there's two schools of thought. One school of thought is that bevacizumab may be of greatest benefit in small tumors before they're established, as would be done in the adjuvant setting. And it may particularly be of use in neoadjuvant setting where we can actually test and see what intermediate biomarkers might be. For example, what happens when we look at tumor biopsies and see what happens after we treat patients with chemotherapy and bevacizumab in the neoadjuvant setting or the preoperative setting. So I think that's a tremendously exciting area of research. In breast cancer, we have signals that bevacizumab in the metastatic setting adds to progression-free survival and response rate, and we're waiting for overall survival data from the large trials there. There's a lot of data that supports that angiogenesis is important in the growth of breast cancers, and I think that this study will truly be a pivotal trial in terms of telling us some answers about the use of antiangiogenic therapy.